Welcome to Studio Within Podcast. I'm Sarah. I'm the founder of WithSara Wellbeing Platform and a professional model. After a decade-long career working with incredible designers and clients in the fashion world's capitals, I turned into a passionate positive psychology practitioner. My experience has made it clear that happiness does not come from fame, money, and thousands of followers on Instagram. It comes from within. In this podcast, we will talk about what it means to be authentic. We'll share success moments and setback stories. We'll also discover how positive psychology tools can help you thrive. I'll share some practical steps so that you can put the science of well-being into action in your life. Sometimes it's just me chatting with you like this, and at times I'll bring in guests who really inspire me, both from the worlds of high fashion and positive psychology. I hope that my show will leave you energized and inspired to own your own story, create the life you want to live, and have some fun while creating it. Let's get thriving, shall we? Happy New Year and welcome back to Studio Within Podcast episodes of 2022. It feels great to start getting back to work, and I feel like there's some new energy and new excitement for the year ahead. I hope you are feeling rested and recharged after hopefully some holidays that you had chance to celebrate. Now, today in Studio Within Podcast, the first episode of 2022, we are going to kick it off with character strengths. Oh yes, character strengths are one of the most amazing pathways towards higher levels of well-being, towards more engagement, more meaning, more achievement in your life. We are going to talk about what they are, why they are important, and how you can really start developing your own character strengths. And I didn't want to do this episode alone. So I have invited my friend, my colleague, my fellow entrepreneur, Netta Lehtonen, co-founder of Joyla, Finland's leading company for learning positive psychology, to discuss this beautiful character strengths topic with me. And before I let you go and listen to this conversation that we just had, let me share with you a little bit who Netta is and what Joyla is all about. Netta Lehtonen is a master of applied positive psychology, bachelor of science in economics and business administration, and a coach. And together with her co-founder Paulina Piipot, they founded Joyla in 2015. Joyla is Finland's leading company offering positive psychology training. They have trained thousands of coaches, leaders, teachers, doctors, athletes, psychology experts, and more. Joyla has developed Finland's most comprehensive degree program in positive psychology, and this program has been so successful that they were encouraged to create a course for English-speaking people too. And here's something you need to know about what brought Netta to her work with Joyla and positive psychology. Netta Lehtonen used to work in banking. After a while, she realized that the people and environments around her needed a stronger focus on well-being for a truly satisfying life. She wanted to make the world a better place, so she decided to find out what science says about the subject. Netta left Finland for England, where she gained a master's degree in applied positive psychology at the University of East London. Upon returning, she developed together with Paulina Piipot, her friend and now a co-founder, a learning course for locals in Finland. And that's how Joyla was born. This conversation is really rich. And I know this topic is huge. Character strengths, we could talk about it for days. So let this conversation give you or be a little teaser for you into the incredible power of character strengths. Already just listening to this and even from my end, like being in this conversation and talking about character strengths, I think it will really show you through this episode how just having a conversation about the things that are working well for us in our life is such a beautiful positive intervention that can absolutely increase our state of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction in life. You can check out the show notes for all the details that we are mentioning in our conversations. There will be many things that we mentioned, so I made sure that all of them are in the show notes. And I'll also make sure that I'll add Joyla's website in the show notes so you can continue following their story and offerings if you get curious. Netta is such a warm-hearted, kind, loving person. And I'm so happy that we randomly met in Positive Psychology Conference in Melbourne in 2018. And ever since, we have kept in touch and shared our process in entrepreneurship and bringing positive psychology into the world to you guys. So I'm incredibly excited to share this conversation with you, and I hope you will get a lot out of it. Let me know what you love about this conversation. I'm really curious to hear from you. And without further ado, enjoy this conversation. Let me introduce Netta Lehtonen and Character Strengths to you. I am absolutely thrilled to have Netta Lehtonen in front of me. You guys have absolutely no idea what an effort it has taken for us to be in this space at the same time, at the same date right now. So Netta, warmest welcome to Studio Within Podcast.
Thank you so much, Sara. And I'm super thrilled to finally be here as well. And so excited to talk about character strengths with you.
You know, I'm honestly so excited about it. And now that you say it, it's very interesting because when I was thinking about you and, you know, this conversation and kind of how we met in Melbourne for the Positive Psychology Conference. I think it was 2018. But now here's the thing. I remember this workshop where we met. And do you actually remember what workshop it was?
Yeah, but I hadn't thought about it. That's so true. Yeah, we were in a really amazing workshop that had to do with character strengths. And here we are.
That's right. Exactly. By Ryan Niemiec himself, who's the, you know, director of the VIA Character Strength Institute. He was leading this workshop for us. And then we just met each other there. I think it was so amazing. And then when I had this realization today, when I was walking, I'm like, oh my God, this was meant to be.
It's like the circle closing.
Exactly. And maybe a new one opens by the end of this conversation. But before we jump on to talk about character strengths, absolutely one of my favorite things about positive psychology. You founded Joyla, one of the leading positive psychology schools in Finland, was it 2015? So that's 6 years ago. So I want to know the story. You know, I think many people would like to know the story. What led you and your co-founder to find Joyla?
Yeah, I just realized when you said that we actually just had our sixth birthday. So yeah,
congrats!
Amazing journey. Thanks. So I actually studied business and worked in the financial sector in banks, and quite soon I realized that I've always been interested in psychology and like well-being and how to help both other people and myself to feel. Well, I didn't know the word flourishing then, but you know how to feel better. And I realized that there is so much to do, especially when it comes to work life. And we spend so much time there. So I was like, this can't be it, you know, like how do we experience more positive emotions? And I didn't really know about meaning either, but that was really lacking. And so I, with my co-founder, one of my very, very good friends, we had this dream for like a few years that we wanted to do a round the world trip. And so we decided that, okay, let's take a break from our work and just do it. And there we started doing gratitude journal, and we went to this mindfulness retreat, and we read books that were related to positive psychology. And so I found myself studying positive psychology, a master's in applied positive psychology in London. And then we were thinking that, okay, like, or I was thinking, what should I do with my life? Should I stay in London and, you know, maybe work in like HR or something, combine the business and create a career? But then we both had, because my friend also started studying positive psychology around the same time. So we both had this dream that, you know, we want to take this back to Finland. Like we've gotten a free education and so much from the country where we are born. So we want to give something back. And that's how the company started. And yeah, we just really wanted to bring this science of flourishing and meaning to Finland.
Wow. That gives me goosebumps. As a fellow Finn, I'm so grateful that you have actually brought this beautiful science of well-being into our dear homeland. You dropped so many beautiful words from positive psychology, positive emotions, mindfulness, meaning, all these things. when you first went into the positive psychology lessons, like, you know, when you first stepped into the school in London, what would you say was like the most, like the aha moment that, no, this is it. Like, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, actually, like when you say that, when you first stepped in, I remember our professor, Itai Ibsen, who is a really good lecturer. And he is very like, specifically talks a lot about and research mindfulness. And he was like sitting on a table, like, you know, in that kind of like meditation position. And he was like going on and on with his hands, and he was so passionate what he was talking about. And I was like, wow, I've never experienced this before. Now, people who are not from Finland, I don't know if you know that much about us, but like, it's not, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of Finnish people who have like a lot of expressions and stuff, but this was just like to the next level. Like, I had not experienced that kind before, especially not at a university. So I was like, what is this? I want this. And he's so passionate about what he's talking about. And then obviously, like, the topic just resonated so much. It wasn't like, it wasn't all like, you know, flying on clouds. And like, it was quite a hard journey as well, because you go deep into like your emotional life and who you are and all of that. But all the topics really resonated and felt like, kind of like, why didn't we study this in, you know, kindergarten?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing that. It's so interesting. And I want to point out what you just said, that it wasn't always like, you know, wow and amazing, because you have to actually go deep. Like, you have to, I always think about positive psychology when I'm thinking about self-awareness, because to me, my experience was, wow, it's so much about self-awareness work. Because the more we understand about, you know, the well-being and the science and all those tools, it also means that at the same time, we have to kind of look in and be like, well, why am I worrying about these things? And blah, blah, blah. So that whole exploration can be really hard and really challenging. And that's part of the magic, I guess, if you can say so. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I was going to say that not only during the studies, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely like no guru who has all this under control. So every day still, like, for example, self-compassion, like, we're often so critical toward ourselves. So like, I at least catch myself, you know, not being all that positive. And I mean, that's life. I don't want to be completely and like all just about positivity either. But what I mean is just that it's like a journey that, at least in my experience, I think will continue, you know, to the day I die, really.
Mm, yeah. Oh, that's powerful. And I feel like the more you get into this world, the more you want to spread it outside of your own circles as well, because it really can change lives, because it can change the way we think, how we feel, how we behave. And I think that's the power of it.
Definitely. And that's really why I love our work so much at Joella, because when we teach, so we have this like 8-month course where we teach positive psychology to others, and then seeing how they are affected by it and how they take it to their work or just family, like just their own life, whatever it is, it's amazing.
Mm, yeah, that ripple effect of you leading that course. It's wonderful to hear. So if you don't know what positive psychology is, there's a great episode, which I'm going to add on the show notes with my teacher and mentor, Louis Aloro. We're going to explain more into details what positive psychology is. So we're not going to focus on that at the moment, because we're going to move on to what character strengths are. But I think, having said that, character strengths, you know, but well, positive psychology is the science of well-being. We try to understand, you know, what makes people thrive, what makes people flourish. And obviously, character strengths are a fundamental part of that, you know, that science. So, Netta, well, let's just start from the obvious. What are character strengths? How would you describe character strengths?
Well, they are something that we all have, first of all. So that's, I kind of want to start with that, because often we use something like, oh, I'm lacking this or I'm lacking that. But actually, we all have all these 24 character strengths that are studied in positive psychology, but we have maybe like different amounts. Let's go more into that later. But it's actually like who we are, what is good in us. And they often answer the question, how you like to do things. Whereas, for example, skills can be more about like, what you like to do, but then these are it's like these have to do with inner motivation, so something that you just want to do because it feels good because you like to do things that way, if you get it. So you don't necessarily like use character strengths because you get something, like somebody thanks you or you get like paid or something. You just feel like it's good to do.
I love that you said that, you know, how you like to do things. That's a great, I wasn't thinking about it that way, but I love that question so much, how you like to do things. It almost sounds like, you know, there is an element of who you are being when you're, you know, using a character strength. But having said that, there's also the doing. It's like you're being this, but you're also expressing it some way. You're doing it as well. What would you say about that?
Yeah, definitely. And if we think about like this, how they are named in positive psychology, so values in action. So they are, or they can be very related to our values as well. And they are very like morally acknowledged around the world. But then there's the action part. So like you put them into action.
Yeah, I love that so much. And actually I have the... So VIA Character Strength Institute is the institution who has come up with the 24 character strengths. And I think just by looking at this, you know, I have this spreadsheet, just by looking at them and like kind of witnessing them and seeing, you know, words like creativity, curiosity, zest, kindness, teamwork, fairness, humility, prudence, hope, humor, spirituality. When you're just looking at those and saying them out loud, you instantly feel this elevation. I like literally feel it when I'm looking at this. I'm like, wow, what are these magic powers? You know, do you get that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And because they are so like, they are values. So somehow they feel like big words that definitely, and actually when you're saying that, when we get to we'll both acknowledge and like kind of find out what our strengths are, but also use them, we get energy. We are more engaged. Even if I see you using your strengths, you know, I can see that you are kind of like, or usually I can, maybe not, it's not always that easy, but that you are really like, you know, kind of like your eyes are glowing and you are really, so really energized or feeling like engaged in what you're doing. So that's kind of the same thing you are explaining now by just seeing the strengths as like words on a paper.
Yeah, that's so well said. So when we are using our character strengths, we feel engaged, energized, really like almost, I want to say driven. Like when I'm using my strengths, I definitely feel driven. I'm like, yes, like this is what I was meant to do. Like, let's do this more. What else could be there if we are, you know, just playing around with whatever strength that is. If you have a strength, we're going to talk about our strength soon. But if we have one strength, how are we being when we are using our strengths?
Well, I definitely think that the strength of zest is quite interesting. I don't have it as one signature strength, but when you get to use your signature strengths, you kind of feel that kind of zest. You feel eager, excited. Of course, like I said, maybe it's not always this obvious, but those are like the high moments. So eager, energized, and engaged. That's the three things that are often in the scientific definitions. And because of these things, you can reach like this kind of optimal performance because you are feeling all those things, you're experiencing it, and you are kind of the best version of yourself because you are doing who you are.
I love that. And that really resonates with me when I was thinking about strength as in unlocking the full potential. Like literally you're unlocking something within you that exists there, but might not, like maybe it's been caged or maybe it has been forgotten, or maybe it has been, this part of you has been put in the closet for a while because you picked the wrong job or you're doing something that where you feel really disengaged. Very often, I'm not going to say, but it's just an assumption, you know, very often there's some sort of lack in something that you're really good at, because that often doesn't feel motivating, you know, that doesn't feel, you know, excited, energizing, engaged when we are not using our strengths.
Exactly. And then how often are there situations, like if I think back to my career in the financial industry, for example, if I would have known my character strengths, I would have had so much more kind of like power within myself to, in some ways, you know, bring those strengths to the work I'm doing, even though, I mean, maybe it still wasn't my passion or and so on. But you can, even in tasks, because as an entrepreneur, we have so much we have to do, right? It's not like all just about passionately like building courses and, you know, talking about amazing things. There's like bookkeeping and things that at least I don't like feel passionate about. But then still, if I kind of like find that kind of meaning perspective and use my strengths the best way I can, it definitely helps to feel more energized and like get things done, so to say.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Get even things that you don't necessarily love, but when you find ways to use your character strengths in order to execute that task, I think it feels even tiny bit more motivating because you are, you know, bringing something alive in you that is really, really energizing. You mentioned a couple of times signature strengths. So what are signature strengths for somebody who doesn't know about character strengths?
Okay, so when we have the 24 character strengths, like we mentioned, and these, maybe I'll still add to that this is one of the most researched topics within positive psychology. It's like what they started with in 1998, almost immediately, or there in the beginning of 2000, when they founded positive psychology, because we knew a lot about like what are possible issues that we have with mental health. We had like huge manuals of all kinds of issues, but we did not really know, like there was not enough, at least scientific research on what is good in us people. So there were more than 50 researchers in this project, and worldwide, they were looking at different books and also interviewing people in different countries so that they would come up with the best possible categorization, at least at that point. And that's how they came up with these 24 strengths that are, there are actually like six virtues, and these 24 character strengths go under those. And like mentioned, these can be found around the world. So if somebody feels like some strength maybe is missing from there, it has to do, for example, with the fact that in some culture, it just wouldn't be considered like a strength. And now there's a really good test. I'm sure we will mention it here. Like Sara mentioned, the VIA Institute, they have this test that you can take, and that will put these 24 strengths in order. And the top, they say between 3 to 8, a little bit dependent on the results, then the numbers. But often it's said that five of the top strengths are called signature strengths. So that's like who you really are at the moment, though, because character strengths can change. So I actually really love that about them. It's not like a psychological scale that, oh, Sara, this is who you are, this is how you are, and you cannot change. This can change.
Yes, that's, I love that you said you brought in a really great, thank you for giving that history as well into how those 24 character strengths were kind of found and researched and how they came alive. And then the fact that this can be changed is such a powerful way to think about them, because I remember first time when we were doing the VIA survey. I will leave you a link in the show notes so you are able to do it. It's all free. You can do it in less than 15 minutes. And first time when we were doing it with my classmates, I remember the tendency of human beings, you go straight down to the bottom and you're like, why am I on 24th on self-regulation? Like, what's wrong with me? You know? So it just shows what world we are living in. We are so, you know, influenced by our negativity bias, our tendency to look for like, okay, what's wrong with us? Like, what is, you know, how can we fix things? So character strength is totally like flipping the coin and looking, you know, the world and who we are from a complete different perspective, which is what's working well, you know? And I think that is such a powerful question. Like, you know, what's working well? So actually, let's go there. You know, what's working well for you? What are your five signature strengths, Netta? I asked her to bring her five signature strengths here. So I want to hear, what are they?
Yeah, actually, this was a really good question because I noticed that I haven't done it this year because normally I like doing it every year because they change. And they always, like, for me, vary a tiny bit, but I would still say that, like, a few of my signature strengths I definitely recognize all the way from my childhood. And usually always on the top list are love, kindness, and then one that was really mind-blowing to me, I would not have known that this is even a strength, that is appreciation of beauty and excellence. And that's actually often my top one strength. And nowadays, I specifically use that to tasks that I don't otherwise maybe like that much. So for example, making slides, like I'm not a fan of like, oh yeah, I'm making slideshows. But then when I can, you know, think like, okay, what kind of fonts, what colors, like put nice pictures, it definitely like helps to get kind of into that kind of like flow state. Sorry, I went straight into one of the... And then perspective is quite often there, and then leadership, and then sometimes also gratitude has been there sometimes, and it always like varies a little bit where it is, but often very much in the top. But those I would say are the and honesty is actually sometimes in the top five as well. And I have to add one interesting thing, that to me the results depend on which language I take the test. Big differences, but for example, like perspective, I get there almost every time I do the test in English. But then if I do it in Finnish, it's not necessarily in the top.
That is super interesting. I've never done it in Finnish. I'm definitely going to try that because that is such a, I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, the English and Finnish are very different languages. So, and the way we use words is definitely different. So I'm curious about that. That's cool. Thank you for sharing that. Love, kindness, appreciation, beauty of an excellence, perspective, and leadership. Always when you see someone else, you're like, wow, that's a good one. You know, it's like, it's such a great one.
Yeah. And I love that you shared the story that you like straight away went to look down, like, what am I not so good at? Because that's what I did. And I mean, I'm not like born like super positive. My negativity bias is definitely strong. And I had self-regulation as the strength 24. And I was kind of pissed. I was like, damn, this explains a lot, but why is it there? But it's been, I've seen somewhere Peterson, who is one of the founders of this, or like he was leading the research project. So he has said that there are often like, I think it was him, sorry if I'm wrong now, but I think it was him. So that there are three ways, like common ways that we look at the result. And one is the thing that we did that, okay, why am I not good at this? Or then you might be immediately like, oh, I recognize this. Like this feels really familiar. Like this is who I am. Or then you just don't recognize the strengths at all. And you keep focusing on that like, this is not me. And if that would happen to you, then my recommendation is that ask your friends, ask your family, because you often get pretty interesting and good points, like we from there.
Exactly. Someone who is not afraid to be honest with you. Which one of those, I mean, did you have that when you got your results where you're like, yeah, this is me? Which one of them like were like, yeah, this is me, not surprised?
Love and kindness, I was not surprised. I was disappointed though. I was working, when I did it first, I was working in the bank and I was like, what the heck do I do with this here? I was like, okay, like, you know, this is kind of like a hardcore finance industry. And like, what am I doing with love? Like, how do I use it? I mean, now I absolutely love them and it didn't take that long. But I wanted, you know, those more like wisdom-based ones, like love of learning or curiosity, or because they feel somehow more tangible. But those I recognize definitely in myself. I guess in a way, appreciation of beauty and excellence as well. But that was just mind-blowing to me because I seriously did not know that that could be some kind of character strength.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually true. It's one of the ones that feels kind of like odd first. And actually for someone who's maybe also having the same reaction than us, let me just read what the official VIA guide says about this strength. This is awe and wonder for beauty, admiration for skill, and moral greatness. You know, I love, it's powerful. I love that somehow, awe and wonder for beauty. I mean, beauty is everywhere, right? So it's like, how do you see it through this lens? I think it's beautiful strength.
Yeah, and I love that the excellence part is there. And sometimes it kind of gets on in like the shadow of the beauty, but excellence has to do with, like, you know, like performance, but also somebody using their strengths, for example. You might like love spotting it that the other person is like in that mode of excellence where they are using their strengths. And it's really, yeah, it's powerful.
Actually, I have a really good example of that because I've got that strength as well. And I, for me, when I really witness myself being like using the strength is when I spot like really good TED talk and I'm like just so inspired by, like, I'm goosebumps. I feel it in my body. I'm almost like tearing. I'm like, wow, it's so inspirational. This really touches me. So for me, this strength, when I spot it and really I'm in it and I'm using it, like putting those lenses on and really spotting the excellence and beauty on the stage. For me, this is such a vivid, like it's so full on experience.
Hey, I love that. I feel the same, but I never thought about that from that perspective. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's super cool. So what I want to share also, I want to share mine, and I'm going to share something really interesting. So for me, 2021, I have done the test 2021, 2019, two times. And can you imagine, before I even knew what positive psychology was, I took it in 2014.
Wow.
So it was still in my profile and I was like, what is this? And I kind of had forgotten it. So here's the thing, 2021, let's start with there. So the most recent one, I have also love as my first one. There's a lot of love in the room. Second one is appreciation of beauty and excellence. So then I have honesty, social intelligence, and then gratitude. So it's so funny when I look at it, I'm like, yeah, okay. So it's all about heart. Like, you know, it's like you feel that softness on it. So I've often had, if I look at the 2019 ones, there's basically kindness, fairness, leadership also kind of, they're all either that or, you know, appreciation of beauty and excellence, kindness, fairness. So it varies a bit, but the most important one is that love, for example, is always there, and honesty. For me, those are like the two ones that just never left it. And finally, when I look at 2014, honesty, hope, gratitude, love, and social intelligence.
They've been there from the start.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just very interesting to look at it. And I don't know if you're listening right now and you're thinking like, oh, you're curious to take it. I would pause maybe this podcast episode right now and go and take the test and come back here because I think it's quite an interesting world to start explore. And I feel like even when I'm just chatting with you about these results, it's such an amazing intervention to just actually talk about our experiences and how we're using the strengths, because that almost, not only does it help me to realize something in myself, but it also almost builds connection. Do you feel
definitely.
That?
Yeah, definitely. And I loved, remember at the workshop we were in, and I think it was the first thing that Nemic asked us to do was to find a partner and then just talk about your five strengths, like introduce yourself through those strengths. And it was so powerful. It went like somehow so deep and it felt like there's a true connection.
Yeah, exactly. I totally remember that one. I wonder what has your experience been with bringing, for example, this type of work into Finland? This is personally I'm very curious about this. How have people in your courses where you introduce character strength to them, how have they found this using this language? Has it been first maybe uncomfortable or weird or like, you know, how people are experiencing when they first time are introduced to strengths?
That's a really good question. And maybe one good answer is, or this might answer the question somehow, is that when we do workshops and lectures in companies, and character strengths, I would say, is definitely the most popular one that they want us to talk about. So I think that tells about that there is definitely like interest and kind of readiness to talk about these kind of things. But both when it comes to our course and when we go to companies, I can see that quite often the case is that when we often start with the question, okay, list your like three strengths and then maybe your friends. And quite often the case is that it's hard to like write down your own strengths. You have maybe not even thought about them. And then maybe you, quite often the case is that you are better at writing down or talking about your friends or colleagues' strengths, which is like really interesting. And what I love is though, that usually people are really like, they are so into this when we talk about it. And one good thing in Finland, I think, is that like people are much more open to it when you have so like hardcore good science behind it. So like when you can, you know, say that, okay, this is what they've been finding, they are like, wow, okay, all right, like this makes sense. But also when mostly I come to think of these situations and organizations where we put them like, okay, now here you are in pairs or little small teams and share your strengths, like give some, you know, feedback. What do, like, I would, you know, tell you now that Sara, I can definitely, you know, spot your strength of love. And it's always really nice to talk with you because that comes through and it like creates a safe space, this kind of thing. So they're like eyes, you know, light up and they are so happy to talk about those things, even though it could be first like a little uncomfortable. But so I would say that really well. And also, I remember that Seligman has said somewhere that character strengths are like such a kind of hands-on tool that it's one of the best tools to, or like when you practice your character strengths, you can actually affect all the different areas that have to do with flourishing because you can use them in relationships. Using your character strengths can provide more meaning. You can feel more positive emotions. It like affects everything. So find it powerful.
I love what you just said because what Martin Seligman has found is that we have five pathways, let's say six pathways to human flourishing: positive emotions, engagement, relationships, achievement, okay, meaning went wrong way, vitality. Those are the six elements that we need in order to live a good life. So whenever I am expressing this model to people and I'm thinking, okay, so where do strengths fit into this model? I'm thinking about engagement first. I'm like, okay, people feel engaged when they are using their character strengths. This is a great way to boost your engagement at work, at home, off and off duty. I mean, there's no question about that. But what you just said is so true because the more we put our strengths into action, the more, at least my own experience, I started to feel much more meaning. And that meaning, you know, I feel more joy, positive emotions. You know, you start looking at it and you're like, well, no, wait a second. It does not only fall under engagement pillar. It falls under all the pillars.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's also so interesting with all of this. I feel like they all are a little mixed, you know, that like, of course, relationships and meaning are so like they tied together. But yeah, but strength is like a good way to kind of enhance each of those pillars. Definitely.
Hands-on tool. So if someone is now listening and is like, okay, I'm going to go take my VIA character strength survey and I'm going to start doing this. This is so exciting. This sounds powerful. How can one start putting strength into action? Like what is the, you know, one, two, three things that we could offer for someone who wants to develop their strengths? Strengths can be used, practiced, developed. How can somebody start? Like where do you start when you want to do work with character strengths?
Well, you mentioned step number one, do the test. And also the other thing you can do is ask your friends or just look at their strengths and like kind of do some strength spotting on yourself. What do you see in yourself? Then there's step number two that is often kind of overruled and just straight away to action. But I actually think it's extremely important. So when you have spotted your strengths, for example, by doing the test, it's important to kind of pause a little bit and do this kind of like little research trip into your life. How do these strengths look like? So, okay, let's say you have the strength of curiosity. When do you use it? In what kind of situations? How does it make you feel? Also, one of my favorite topics, when do you overuse the strengths? This is important in everything related to positive psychology. So, for example, we have in our we call this model that we use Joyless Frame of Flourishing. And we have kind of changed the positive emotion parts to emotions in general. So because the problem with positive psychology has been, and it's criticized for that, that let's not only focus on positive emotions, because other emotions are really important as well. So same goes to strengths. And every single strength has a downside in a way, or there's like, for example, appreciation of beauty and excellence. The downside is that we who have that strength can often be pretty perfectionist. So we want to do like everything in the best possible way, and it can lead to not doing something at all. So we tend to overuse our strength sometimes. So find like kind of do a little deep dive into that as well. Am I sometimes too curious in what kind of situations? So you get to learn how you use the strengths and what kind of part they play in your life. But then maybe the most important question is, how does that strength help you to be the best version of yourself and like create the best possible future? So ask these kind of different questions and then go to the like exercising part. So one of my, and I think when we went to that workshop by Ryan Nemec, this somehow got even stronger, that this, it's, I mean, it's one of the first exercises, but also one of the best ones, I think. So when you get your list of your strengths, look at the signature strengths. So maybe the top five, and you can either choose one of those or all of them. And then during 1 week, start finding ways of using those in different ways. So let's say it's curiosity. Maybe one day you walk around the city or town or village or wherever you live and look at things from a curious, perspective, seeing different kind of things. Then another day, maybe you want to, ask your colleagues or friends or whoever it is, some curious questions. So just like whatever your ideas are of using that strength, use it in different ways. And that's pretty powerful. And even though one of my favorite things is that you can look at the like lesser strengths as well, so not only the signature strengths, and start also kind of exercising those. But still, what I meant by why that is my favorite one is that Nemec said somehow so well there that still the research just shows that because the signature strengths are like kind of like who you are as your best at the moment, the results are so powerful. So when you get to do like things in a way that you love, it just feels so good, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's that whole feeling part, which cannot be undermined, because I think that is, we are feeling people, we feel things, we're full of emotions. So when we can, feel incredible by using a strength that we have, I mean, it's power. It is really a superpower. So great things you said. So taking the character strength survey, I will add you the link on the show notes. Strength spotting, I love that one. I sometimes use that as well in a way that when I'm looking at movie or when I'm watching a movie or TV series, I'm like, oh my God, that guy is full of humor. Oh my gosh, that guy is whatever, whatever you see on the movies is quite interesting sometimes if you put the strengths lens on, especially when you're just learning the language of via character strengths, because it takes a while to really get into it, because there's a lot. Even though it just sounds like 24, but there's a lot to engage, and there's so much great literature and books and what you can read and really start understanding these strengths even more. So strength spotting is one in others, in yourself. I love that overuse deep dive. That is such a great thing to think about. I can resonate so well with that example about appreciation of beauty and perfection. And then using strength in a new way. I really love that one. And really kind of almost like it makes me think about, sometimes I struggle with that exercise, especially because I'm like, oh, I can't figure out any new way. Like, what is the new way? And like, oh, I just feel so stuck with this. Like, I want to develop my strength of leadership, or I want to develop my perseverance, whatever that is. But I'm so stuck. There's no ideas. So any suggestions for that? How, if you're just stuck and you're like, I don't know what new way to do, what would you do? Like, do you have anything to offer?
One is to bring forward, this is also one of my favorite exercises that I actually often use myself, that when you are going into a stressful situation or a new situation, in this case, you have to find out, or you want to find out more ways of doing things, like bring one strength to help you. So you can kind of like, you know, sit down, take a deep breath and ask like, okay, you know, now I need the strength of perspective, for example. So I can look at these things from different perspectives and come up with new ways, whatever it is. But one good thing I think is the VIA online page, because reading about the strengths, and they have like tips of music and movies and mottos and like all kinds of things. So I've personally used that sometimes as like one way. And then also just Googling, because some great companies have made lists on like suggestions of how to use them and so on. So it's not shameful at all to need some help with this.
Yeah. Oh, that's a very good lesson for all of us. You can ask help. And actually, even us talking about help, I think that is also why, for example, if you have a party coming, like you could even have everybody do the VIA strength and like everybody comes together and start talking about them. What a beautiful way to engage and probably also learn how people are using, because let's say you're really high in, you know, perspective, and I come to the table like, hey, how do you use this strength? Like, what is this strength all about? So you can probably tell me a story when you were using your strength of perspective, and I will be able to learn how I could maybe cultivate the strength more in my life. And the same goes the other way around. So I think that conversation, the value that conversation, strengths conversation can have, I think it's super powerful as well.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely. We can create and learn so much from conversations that, you know, we have about these topics together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is the main point, is this is for everybody. This is really for everybody, and everybody can do it, no matter what your age is, what your what gender you are. It does not matter. This belongs to everybody, this tool and strengths, like you said. Yes, it's free. Exactly. And as you said, you know, everybody has strengths. Every single person has some character strengths, and VIA character strengths might be a great way to give you a language, to give you a language on what you can work with. You know, it's so much easier to say what you're not good at. VIA character strengths will help you to say what you're really good at. And I think that's the power that this they have. What would you say? Why are character strengths important? Why do we need them? Why do we need to talk about them? What is the magic ingredient? Why? Why strengths?
Because first of all, like we already talked about, how it feels when we see the good in ourselves and when we get to do what we're good at. That's just like something that is even hard to explain, but studies can pretty much show it. For example, in the way that if we look at, it doesn't actually matter if it's like hobbies or organization-wise done studies or even in schools, we can see that when people get to use their strengths, they feel much more engaged. Like in organizations, there have been studies that you can get 6 times more engagement when people are able to use their character strengths. And that's huge. Like companies try to find out so many ways, like how do we get more engaged employees and so on. And like, this is in a way quite a simple thing. I mean, it takes practice, but anyways, not to mention that like we experience more life satisfaction. Like I said, it's related into feeling more meaning, feeling more positive emotions. It's even been linked to our physical health. So it's like there are so many benefits. Not to mention maybe the most important thing when it comes to flourishing, relationships. Like seriously, if like this that you talked about, like this conversation, it also reminded me that what a great gift to give is like strength spotting and then giving feedback based on it. So like you could, now the holidays are coming up, you could write a card to somebody, you know, about like their strengths. And that way you can deepen the connection maybe. So yeah, so my question would be like, kind of turning it around, like why would we not, you know, it's like it just affects so much.
Yeah, why would we not use these superpowers? Why would we not use strengths? I think the note, which is quite important to make, is that it doesn't undermine the fact that there are problems in the world. There are problems and we have weak spots. And I think that is super, super important. I always try to also make that really clear whenever we're talking about anything to do with positive psychology, is that when we're looking at what's working well, we are not saying there are no problems. We are not putting a rose-colored glasses on and saying like, hey, we just live in the strengths world. This is not like what we're doing. Anything you want to add on that note?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, one thing that I came to think of that's such an important point is that actually this same page, viacharacter.org, I think it is, they have really good resources there. So you can even look at studies, and they have so many studies from kind of more like the clinical psychology side about how character strength have been able to be used in really big situations like natural catastrophes, or like even related to like patients with suicidal thoughts and these kind of things. So definitely this is not either like a topic that only works when we talk about like flourishing people and, you know, we're already doing well. So that I find really interesting, because that's maybe not the case with everything in positive regarding with positive psychology. And also obviously it's important to remember that we're all individuals, and what works for me might not work for you, so maybe character strengths are not for you. But yeah, sorry, I'm now talking a lot, but this is like I could talk 3 days about this topic. But yeah, I think that's such an important thing. And one question I actually like hear a lot is that, but you know, if we want to develop and grow, that happens like not in our comfort zone. So we have to take a step outside our comfort zones. And so kind of like, aren't strengths then like messing with this? And then I always like, you know, think about it a little. And I think to myself that I have been able to use strengths to grow so much. So you can take that step out of your comfort zone. You can do scary things, whatever it is, but you can utilize your strengths to do it.
I think that is super important what you just said. And I 100% agree in my own experience as well. This podcast would not be here if I didn't use my strengths and like put myself out in a comfort zone. And you probably have exactly the same with joy law. I mean, you probably didn't know potentially, okay, we know it that time already because we were induced in this work. But I think that is when I look at my strengths, I'm like, you know, love. I mean, this is exactly what I love. When I'm expressing love to other people and I come and create this, you know, this content for people, for me, this fills me, puts me alive. You know, I feel so energized by every time I finish a recording with someone. So it is so true that I think strengths have helped me to be uncomfortable, you know, be in that uncomfortable zone where you're kind of still figuring out, but then you look back and like, oh, I have this strength. It's supporting me. I can do this. I can go and I don't know yet, but this can support me. I have this strength within me. So how can I use this now when I really need it? That really resonates with me, because I think anybody who wants to grow, going ahead to the new year, you know, you want to start a new business, start a new project, whatever, start a new relationship, whatever that is. But what if you look at this change that you want to make from a perspective of your character strengths? Which one of the strengths can really support you? I think that's just an empowering space.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's such a good example. And I'm like sure that so many people can relate to that. And yeah, that's one of my favorite topics, because if you think like we often look at, okay, this is my weakness, how can I now get better at that? But you could also look at like, what character strength can I bring to balance it, you know, like that I don't have to, maybe like I can. That's also important, by the way. We are not saying here that like forget all about your weaknesses. It's also good to develop some weaknesses, but it's often like maybe said that, okay, you 80% focus on your weaknesses and 20 on the strengths. So change those around. That's kind of what research says. But so instead of like kind of forcing all those weaknesses to get better, how can you bring one strength to help out and kind of focus on that in order to flourish and do something well. And there's this quote that I love. No, I probably can't not remember it by heart. And I don't know who it's, like, often it's said that it's Einstein, but we found somewhere that it, like, nobody can say it's actually him. But it goes somehow like that: if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will most likely go its whole life thinking it's stupid. And if you think about that, like, kind of what you just said, I at least, like you said that probably I can relate to that. So if I think about performing, like if I think about, I would never have thought I have this career where I'm like giving lectures to, you know, we sometimes have like thousands of people in our webinars or even live, like to 700 people. I would never have like had the courage. I was thinking that, no, I cannot be anybody who is doing anything in public, really, because I was looking at people who give speeches and do this kind of work in a way that they need to have a lot of humor. They need to be able to make people laugh and be like super charismatic and so on. And I was just focusing on what are my strengths. No, sorry, weaknesses. Like, why can't I do it? Because I'm not good at that. But then when I learned about my strengths and I started, you know, like, focusing on the slides to get appreciation of beauty and wonder, and I took love, kindness, and actually, like you mentioned, social intelligence. I forgot about that. That's usually in my top five as well. So when I instead like use those and I relate to the public, I give love, I bring the kindness, it resonates to them, and I freaking love what I'm doing. And it's like a totally, you know, new perspective of something that I was looking at so differently. And if you as a listener can't relate to this, you most likely have somebody near you who would really benefit of the thought that, like, how can I, now I found the word, how can I compensate on a weakness with one of my strengths?
Wow, you just, I mean, it's so funny when you were explaining about that example with public speaking, for example, you literally were alive when you just said it, like, you love that. And that's the magic I think I witnessed just in you and in many others who recognize the power they have when they realize they have these strengths and they live within them. And now it's just about unleashing them and showing that, you know, you can really own them. You can own your strengths and that way own your life a little bit more even. I think with that, I think it's time to continue this beautiful flow and take you to rapid fire round. Are you ready, Netta?
All right, here we go. I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm bringing my strength, so it helps me.
Number one, fill in the blank. Right now, I am inspired by
music.
Number two, authenticity means
everything.
That's a good answer. Three, the one thing you do to boost your mental well-being after a long day at work.
Being in nature or looking at nature.
Number four, the one and only positive psychology tool you wish everyone in this world knew about.
Can I give two? Self-compassion, but that's related to strength. So I would say those as a combination.
approved. Number five, the one song that gets you every time.
That gets me every time. Oh my gosh, I'm having a total like blank space now. Sorry, I just have a complete blank space. I mean, I listen to a lot of music, and like I said, at the moment it's even like my kind of and I listen to so much, so different varieties of music, but I can't think of my song. Maybe my blank space comes from White Noise, which is the most played one at the moment because I'm fun.
Okay, good. You're gonna text me which one you meant. I'm gonna add it in the show notes afterwards. Okay, moving on. Number six. Finnish sauna is
my space of mindfulness.
Number seven, what are you grateful for in your life right now?
family and health.
If you could choose anyone in the history or in the present, with whom would you want to have a deep and juicy conversation with?
Nelson Mandela.
That is deep. And final one, definitely not the least. Who are you beyond your labels, Netta?
I am somebody who wants to spread love.
And you definitely do that. Thank you for all the work you do, and thank you for bringing your wisdom, words, and your love into Studio Within Podcast. It's been such an honor to have you.
Thank you so much, Sara. I really want to give these words back to you because your love spreads around, and it's definitely one of your signature strengths. And thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me today in Studio Within. Head over to witsara.com/podcast for all the show notes from today's episode. You can also find more information about me and what I do on witsara.com. It means the world to me that you've taken your precious time today and listened to this episode of Studio Within. So, how about we make most out of this? My question to you is, how can you turn an insight you had from today's episode into an action that you can put right into practice in your life today?